Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Now, the fake stream media, 90%, maybe 95, 99% of it is complete garbage, complete fake garbage, distortions, outright lies, all designed to influence, control the masses' thoughts, control them, persuade them to buy stuff they don't need, to get them to follow false prophets, so they end up voluntarily falling into a trap because they are continually listening to man-made scripts, telling them stories promoted through the fake stream media, following man-made scripts designed to mislead you, as opposed to following scripture. Now, this video is called Ignorant of Devices, which comes from the Bible quote, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." So that basically means if you don't want to be outwitted and trapped by the enemy, you should not be ignorant of their devices, of their tricks. And here we see yesterday this article in Establishment Propaganda Rag, Daily Mail. Now, this has some truth in it. Of course, it's created to mislead gullible and foolish people, to misdirect them. But it's also telling you a certain amount of truth. Something you already should know, which I have been banging on about for what seems like forever, which is all these smart devices are there to entrap you, to ensnare you, to measure your energy use, to control your movements, to track you 24/7 autonomously, monitor what you do and what you say. It's a digital trap. And again, as in the horror movies and myths and folklore, the vampire, it cannot attack you unless you first invite it into your home. You've heard of that before. You've seen that in the movies. And a vampire usually gets an invite into the person's home, into the victim's home, by deceiving the homeowner into inviting them in, pretending to be the friendly neighbor. The folklore goes as such: a vampire cannot enter a house unless invited by the owner. After the first invitation, they can come and go as they please. It's the same thing here with all of these smart devices. So this article says, the spies in your home, how devices from TVs to coffee machines, fridges, and even light switches can be weaponized to collect data amid warnings. China could monitor millions of Brits in a new Cold War. China? Why would they want to spy on Joe Bloggs? This is the misleading part. It's not China, it's your own government. This article serves the purpose of telling you about these devices, which you should already know about, but it serves the purpose of distracting you from who the real enemy is. You know, those ones that artificially manufacturing energy price rises, who are coercing people and extorting people and bribing people to get smart meters, the same ones that keep banging on about the CC33 and electric cars, the same ones that want you to get a digital ID passport, the same ones that want to bring in a CBDC and get rid of cash, those ones, all the governments around the world, yeah? All the ones linked with the UN, as are China. But it's not China who care about what you're talking about in your house. No, that's the bogeyman they are painting into this article to mislead you. What they will probably do at some point is use them and maybe Russia as an excuse for when systems fail or a bank collapse or money goes missing out of people's accounts. Then they will turn around and say, oh, it was a Russian cyber gang or something like that. Didn't they recently say this for the Royal Mail? Stopping overseas parcels, they had some kind of Russian cyber gang holding them for ransom. It's very easy to crash systems or switch things off and then just blame these bogeymen in the digital realm. The excuse could be completely fabricated and no one would know or prove otherwise. It perfectly fits in with the fabricated world of the fake stream media that we see every day spouting crap 24/7. It says here, everyday devices, including TVs, coffee machines, and light switches, could be used to collect data. What do you mean could be? If they are smart and Wi-Fi enabled, it's all about their ability to record and send data. They record your data and then they create a digital ID for you somewhere. Experts have warned, it says, after a report raised fears millions of Britons could be spied on by China through smart appliances in the home. So, yeah, there is a small part of this that is true. All of these devices will link up and are for monitoring you. That is the digital trap that I've been talking about, the central hub of the trap. And all of these devices is the smartphone and the smart meter. But the misleading part is the bogeyman China. And I'm looking through these comments in the Daily Mail. And come on, these people cannot be this dumb. They cannot be this stupid. I think there must be a serious amount of these comments, or a serious amount of the comments must be bots, AI bots. Could be all of them for all I know. Again, it's all a fake reality online. So the whole point of these devices is to monitor you. And initially, it's going to be to measure your energy usage. That's why the big push on the smart meters. And then the plan is to fine you and therefore control and manipulate and moderate your behavior through this automated digital trap system. And this report is coming from the same media companies and tabloids that have promoted these devices for the last 20 years. Promoted them and influenced the masses to buy them and get hooked on them. And now you have this situation. You think these devices are your possessions, but the plan is for them to possess you, to control you. The article goes on to talk about smart light bulbs, energy meters and thermostats, smart speakers, laptops, printers, smartphones, those stupid Fitbit watch things, the doorbell cameras that record people coming and going, Alexa, who you can talk to, that also records your conversations, baby monitors, smart cars, and so on and on. Yet there's no mention, not one mention in this article about the CC33. No mention of these devices measuring your energy usage. No mention of the government using these devices to autonomously track you and report that data back to a huge system and form a digital ID and record of you updated on a system all automatically on these huge systems like organizations like Peter Thiel's Palantir, which is a big data analytics corporation that works with the United States intelligence, that takes data also from the social media companies, which is part of the Five Eyes. Five Eyes being an intelligence alliance comprising Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom and the United States. These countries are parties to the multilateral UK-USA agreement, a treaty for joint cooperation in signals intelligence. There's no mention of that. No, it's just China who might be spying on you. They're the ones to worry about. No mention of GCHQ being involved with the design of smart meters and how it is designed to exploit and use any smart device in your home. No, no, there's no mention of that. So there you go. I mean, it's a misleading article which is telling you about the digital trap being built around you. A digital trap that you brought into your own home, that you invited in because you were seduced by the marketing people, which you saw in the media. But the story's misdirecting you to who is the bad guy. And that bad guy is much closer to home than China. Look, we've all been suckered into a certain degree by these gadgets. And it's difficult to get away from them or avoid it. I mean, I don't have many things myself. This laptop here that I'm using, there's a games console that doesn't get used in the other room, you know. But if you have an Alexa, you know, one of them stupid Amazon things, throw it out. A doorbell recording device, a smart fridge, get shot of it. Get shot of the smartphone, or at least don't use it all the time and take it everywhere. If you're addicted to it, wean yourself off of it. Use it less as opposed to more. That's my recommendation. It's the system, it's the digital trap circumnavigating around you. In my opinion, you should be coming out of it, leaving it behind, disengaging from it, as opposed to inviting it in, like inviting the vampire into your home. I'll end with this one. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all the ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. So that means lean not on your own understanding. It means that God knows the way and we don't. I know from looking online that the more time goes on, the more confusion, the more chaos will reign. It's only going one way. The internet, the World Wide Web, is the weapon of the God of confusion. At times, we can't figure things out on our own and we'll have no answers. That's why you need to distance yourself from the madness to find peace of mind so you can connect with the Holy Spirit. I think we all have an innate inclination towards God. It's just that we are bombarded by distraction and noise, entertainment and spin, lies and provocations to confuse us, to bewilder us. And this is all done in order to stop us from possibly connecting with the truth. Okay, as always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to the website if you want to be notified of all video uploads, as many are not on YouTube anymore. And I'll see you later.